Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. This is Vibe With Me High Energy Podcast. Welcome to this podcast. If this is your first time listening on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your vibrations, changing your thoughts, your habits, and your beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can start being more creative with the things that you do, okay? Changing your mindset, all right? Changing the way you view things, your perspective, so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. Now, as you can see, the title of this episode is going to be Tarot and the Numerology, okay? And before I get into that, I want to announce, okay? I want to announce a giveaway that I am going to be doing. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, then you might see the links in the description below. If you are listening on a streaming platform, listen carefully, okay? So here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be giving away some of the things that are in my Etsy shop, and these gifts are valued over $50. They're gonna help you along your journey, okay? So it's going to be my Oracle card deck, and then I'm going to give my real money candles, which is infused with real money in each candle. My mic is tripping. So, what do you need to do? Here are the steps to get in the giveaway, okay? First and foremost, you need to follow me on Instagram at Magical Beans, and I will put the links to those in the description of this episode. So follow me at Magical Beans and follow me at The Guiding Light Guru on Instagram. I need you to leave a comment under my most recent podcast post, okay? And you can comment something that you've learned from me from this podcast. And then also you must tag a friend. All right, so as easy as that. If you don't have Instagram, go follow my At The Guiding Light Guru page on Facebook and do the same thing. Comment under there what you've learned from me from this podcast and tag a friend. That's how you get entered into the giveaway. And I'm going to be giving away to two people, okay? And the giveaway will be next Friday. So you have to follow me because I'm going to announce it on the next episode, but I'm also need to connect with you through DMs on Instagram or Facebook, okay? And please be sure to rate this podcast and leave a review and share it with your family and your friends. Okay, so today's episode, I'm going to be talking about tarot and numerology. And the reason I chose this topic is because you know, my Angel Numbers episode is one of the most listened episodes on this podcast. And, you know, I've been doing Oracle card readings for almost a year now. And, you know, at some point I was a little bit, you know, skeptical about getting into tarot because I didn't know about it. And I'm going to give you a brief history about it in just a moment. But I was skeptical. I didn't know, you know, if it was something that I wanted to dive into as well. Oracle cards are a little bit more easier, in my opinion, to read with for me. Because tarot has 78 cards in a deck. And again, I'll get into that in a moment. But and each card has a different meaning. So as I started learning tarot, I felt overwhelmed, okay? I felt like I was going about it the wrong way. And if you hear sound noise in the background, just embrace it, okay? Because that's just the way my life is set up right now. But anyways, yes. So, you know, I was getting overwhelmed because I was the way I decided to learn was to learn one card at a time, which I am finding out and have found out that is the wrong way to go about it, because there is no way I'm going to remember every single card. So today I'm going to share a way I have learned these cards in less than 24 hours. All right, so if you're watching this, you will see the cards that I use, you know. And if you're listening, go to YouTube at The Guiding Light Guru and watch the video, okay? And follow, all right? Subscribe to the channel. But anyways, so let's get into the brief history. And I have my notes here. So if I'm looking away, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at my notes. You know, I'm not disrespectful and not looking you in your eyes and all of that there. I have to have notes, okay? If you've been listening to this podcast, I will go off the handle and I will start talking about things for hours and hours. And the topics that I want to touch on won't get touched on, okay? So the brief history of tarot. So tarot is a form of divination, all right? And divination is the art of discovering hidden knowledge through intuition. All right, through your intuition and intuitive perception. So your own intuitive perception of things, all right? And you have to have an open mindset, all right? But everyone can do this, okay? So the earliest known origins of tarot are from Italy and France around the 14th century, okay? Which explains why you see the original deck, like the Rider Waite Smith tarot deck, why you see that artwork, that Italian style artwork. And I'm an artist and I'm a graphic designer, and I had to learn all of that, you know, in college and all of that, about different styles of art through art history. I had to learn about art history, basically, is what I'm saying here. But anyway, so in a tarot deck there are 78 cards, okay? Don't let that, you know, derail you from learning them. But there are 78 cards. There's 22 major arcana cards, and I can show you here. I can't put my headphones in the front of my head because of the headband, so I gotta hold it in the back with my ear. So work with me here, work with me for those watching. So these are the major arcana cards. So it's like your Empress, the Fool, the Magician, okay? It's the Hermit card, the Death card, the Devil card, the Tower, the Chariot, Judgment, Strength, all of those, okay? Those are your major arcanas, okay? They depict your major life events. And then you have 56 other cards, okay? They are your minor arcana cards and your court cards. So those are your aces through your tens, and then you have your pages, your knights, your queens, and your kings. Those are court cards, okay? Those are the people cards right there. So I don't want to leave anything out, but let's see here. They are broken down into four suits, okay? Which represent the four elements of the earth and stuff, all right? So it would be pentacles, which represents earth. Your cups would represent water. Swords are air, and wands are fire signs, okay? So pentacles would be your Taurus, Virgos, your Capricorns, okay? Your caps, all right? No cap. Cancer would be water cups, excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself. Your water signs are your Cancers, your Scorpios, and your Pisces. Your air signs are your Geminis, your Libras, and your Aquarius. And your fire signs, like your girl, is your Aries, your Leos, and your Sagittarius. So this also has an astrological feel to these cards, because it all is all connected, it's all tied in. So each card is designed with art. So each card has something different on it, okay? And that art is symbolism. And we learned about symbolism. If you ever taken an art class, in an art history class, they teach you about the symbolism in art and the meaning of it. So that's what these cards are, okay? So people use tarot for guidance, which is what I use it for, for guidance, whether it's for myself or giving someone else guidance. And I'll get into that, how I tap into someone else's energy from my own intuition. For foretelling, like foretelling events, foretelling futures. Although we'll get into my disclaimer as well, because you have free will and, you know, you can always change the route or the path of your future, no matter what anybody tells you, okay? And then for spiritual healing and getting clarity, okay, and answers to all the questions that come to mind for the people in the back, all right? It's for gaining clarity about the things that you want to know and that you already know about yourself. So that usually comes in the form of a spread, which they have many different spreads, and you can even create your own spread, but the number one is the Celtic cross spread that's known. And then, you know, like I said, you can do your own thing, you know, make it work for you. So let's get into this numerology part of tarot. And the reason why I'm tying tarot and numerology, because it's in there. And what's made it so super easy for me to learn these cards a lot faster than doing them one by one or trying to learn them one by one is understanding how numerology ties into each one of these suits. So let's get into it. Zeros are your fool cards, okay? And any card like a 10 would be a 1 and a 0, okay? Like the I think number 10 is the Wheel of Fortune card, is a 1 and a 0. So zeros represent totality and cycles, okay? Yet it is also empty and represents emptiness, openness, and nothingness. So the Fool card, okay, for instance, the Fool card is a 0 card, because the Fool, you know, has nothing to lose. The Fool is open to whatever is out there in an unknown. If you look at that card, he is freely willing to walk off that cliff without a care in the world. He is careless but excited, you know, taking a leap of faith, okay? So that's what zeros represent. Now, and again, this all ties into those angel numbers. So if you see 000 on something, you know, is remember that, you know, digits repeated over are urgent messages from your guides, your angels, your higher self, and God, infinite intelligence, the universe, whatever you want to refer to it as. So ones, okay? Ones are power of the mind, all right? Creativity and attraction. So a one would be your magician card. Your magician, you are a magician, all right? You create your own reality. That's your power of your mind. You use your mind to visualize these things to create what you want and attract it to you, all right? So think about that when you see 111 or 1111 or 11, okay? This is where manifestation begins. It's a singular focus on individual acts. One is the starting point. So here, in this deck, your ones would be your aces cards. And again, if you're watching, you would have like an ace of pentacles, all right, an ace of cups, an ace of swords. It's just one of those suits in depicted in the card. Okay, so it's a singular focus or individual act. So ones are the starting point. That's where you start. That's where you embark on your journey. So if you're learning tarot and you're looking at aces, just think of it as starting something new. All right. All of your ones starting something new. Okay. As again, that's like the Wheel of Fortune. Let's look at that. It has the vibration of a 1 and a 0. So zeros are about cycles. Ones are about starting something new. So the Wheel of Fortune represents the end of a cycle and the beginning of something new. See how simple that is when you know the numerology? It makes it a lot easier to learn. The deck I'm showing you guys here is not the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. The deck that I am using is a more modernized deck. It is the Modern Witch deck, tarot. Okay, I chose this one because it's more up to date, it's more cultural, okay, and I can relate to it a little bit better when I look at the images. So again, those are for the viewers. All right, so let's go on. So ones are our seeds. Those are the new beginnings, the things we start to plant. All right, so those are those ace cards. Now twos, you have your two of pentacles, your two of cups, your two of swords. You have the number two card, which is, I believe, don't get me to lying here, but I think it's the high priestess. I think it is. I have to find it here in my deck. But I think it is. So twos are about balance, okay? One attracts another, like yin and yang, okay? And feminine and masculine energy, balancing the opposites, okay? That's what you think about when you see two of pentacles, okay? You see how it's like she's balancing these two pentacles, or she's juggling between these two pentacles. So it's like pentacles are the physical form, the physical world, earth. It's the earth sign. So it represents your money. It represents your success, your health, your physical body. Okay, so when you think about pentacles, when you look at this, so she could be juggling money issues here, or you know, trying to create balance between her money, all right, and her spending, her spending and her saving. It could be that. Okay, it's so many, let me stop and say this, it's so many different interpretations you have when it deals with tarot. It just go with your intuition on it, okay? And also, if these cards come out in reverse, they have a whole other meaning. So that's why I recommend you learning it. I have a book that I have that I use, and I'm learning it from the original Rider-Waite tarot deck, and that's what I look at. And then I look at these images because they are not the same, but I understand it. You know, it has the basics of the design in the cards, if that makes sense for those out there listening to this podcast. But anyway, it's about balancing the opposites, okay? The intuitive and the rational, okay? The inner and the outer, the hidden and the revealed. So that's what twos are about. So when you see, again, two of swords, two of wands, two of cups, it's about balance, all right? Two is also unity and polarity, the polar opposite of that thing, okay? And I think all of these cards have a polar opposite. That's how the law of polarity works, all right? And I'm going to get into the laws of the universe later on in another episode. But, so twos, if you see two, 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 it normally represents love, okay? But it also means balance. You may need to find balance in your life, okay, at this moment. When you see angel numbers, okay, we're not talking about angel numbers, but we're just specifically talking about numerology itself. But I want to say, when you see angel numbers, try to remember what you were thinking about at the time you saw it, and that will help you understand. But twos are about decisions as well, all right? Balancing the opposites, the yin and the yang, the intuitive and the rational, and decisions. And so that will help you understand those twos a little bit more. Okay, so threes. Threes are abundance, fertility, and expansion. Okay, they're creation, they're collaboration, inspiration. All right, it's about creativity. So as you can see in this card, this lady here is collaborating with these other people and creating what it is that she's trying to build for herself with the Three of Pentacles. So it's about the wealth you have accumulated from sharing your work by blending one and two. Okay, so wealth needs to be put to good use. And also, threes represent boundaries, structure, and protection. Boundaries, protection, like the Three of Swords, protecting your heart and setting those boundaries and not allowing anyone to come in between that, okay? Three of Swords. Did I say Three of Hearts? Three of Swords, if I said that. Fours is another point of balance, okay? Fours are about stability, okay? Achievement. So now you have two twos when you think about the fours, the Four of Pentacles, the Four of Cups, the Four of Swords, the Four of Wands. You have two twos. Two and two makes four. All right, that's simple math. We all know that. So it's helping you to be able to create some balance and stability, like I just said. So four is a table. Look at four as a table, okay? Four is sturdy. Four is also contentment and complacent, all right? Your wealth is in the bank, all right? Everything is solid and protected, all right? You reflect on your accomplishments when you look at fours. The Four of Swords here depicted in this card, if you're looking at it, look at it. Think about what I just told you fours were and tell me what you intuitively get from looking at this card. Let's move on to fives. Fives represent change. We all know that. When you see 555 on your clock, on your phone, scrolling down your timeline, on someone's license plates, 555 represents change, challenges, conflict, and difficulties. Remember, there's those polarity, those polar opposites. Is this, and it's also the opposite of that. Okay, so it could be changing the status, changing the situation, a change of heart, okay, or making small adjustments to something in order to receive the best desired outcome, all right? But fives represent change. So you have the Five of Pentacles, the Five of Cups, the Five of Swords, and the Five of Wands, all right? So these changes could bring about conflict. They could bring about difficulties, but it also can bring hope. Here you have two people in the Five of Pentacles. Two people slumped over, walking slowly, looking like they're in need and walking past a church window. And the reason why I say it's possibly a church because of the stained glass in the back with the Five Pentacles on it. But they are too prideful or something to go in and seek help. So they rather struggle, all right? They rather go through the challenges and difficulties than stop and get help from someone else. All right. So you can look at it like that. Sixes is harmony. Okay. They represent reciprocity or that reciprocation. Okay. And balance of success, satisfaction, and reward. So I don't have the card here, but the Six of Pentacles, I can't even get the word out. Reciprocation means, all right, I've reaped these rewards and now I'm able to be generous and I'm going to give to others. So if you look at a Six of Pentacles, you see a person giving to others, that generosity. So that card represents generosity. Okay, so it's the balance of success, satisfaction, and reward. It can represent departure as well in the Six of Swords. If you look at that card, you have six swords in front of you. The people are looking away from you. They're embarking on a journey. All right, they have left all of that behind them and they're moving to something more peaceful, more calm. Okay, it's a transition. Sixes represent transition. Sixes represent moving towards harmony. All right, it's a signal and a time of benefit and a chance for you to relax when you look at sixes in your deck. And so when you look at your major arcana cards, okay, like your, because there's 22 of those. So if you see an 11, all right, that's a number two card because you're just going to add one and one. And that's 2. Okay, simple math again. So a 12 would be 3. A 13 would be a number 4. Just look at it, okay? It all makes sense. I promise you that. So let's go on. I don't want this podcast episode to be extra long. So sevens, your 7 of swords, your 7 of pentacles, your 7 of cups, your emotions. Cups, water is your emotions. Swords is your air signs, okay? So that's your thoughts. And ones are your fire signs. That's your passion, okay? If I didn't say that before. So sevens are planning. Sevens is contemplation. Accessing inner wisdom to find depth and meaning. Okay. Sevens calls for patience, trust, and commitment. It represents those times when it's best to be honest with yourself and with others. Okay. For the people in the back. If you get a 7 in your spread, it's best to be honest with yourself and with others. And to think about the long-term possibilities, all right, versus the instant gratification you may receive at this time when you receive sevens in your deck. So if it's a card that's number 16, 1 and 6 makes 7. So it pertains to that same energy. Okay, let's move on. Eights are about movement, okay? Quick action, okay? The eight of wands is fast action, fast movement. It's coming towards you fast, okay? It's about transition, progress, and priorities. So they stand for moving forward in a structured and controlled manner. For the people in the back, a structured and controlled manner, not moving forward irrationally, okay? So sevens observe what wants you to, eights want you to observe what steps need to be taken, okay? It denotes a strong drive for success, all right? That power and strength to achieve your life's goals, okay? It requires discipline, all right? And patience, okay? And in order for you to harness that power of the number 8 and what the number 8 has to offer. So I'm looking for something because I want to see something real quick. I knew the strength card was an 8. I didn't even look at this yet. I haven't even learned all of the major arcana cards. But just by looking at, you see what I'm saying here, okay? This is what I'm saying. You just need to know the numerology. Because I told you, eights is about strength and power. And so, look here. If you're looking at this on YouTube, the strength card is number 8. So, let's move on to number 9. And then the last one would be your 10s. So, 9s. 9 signal a time of clarity, okay, and culmination for the people in the back. Clarity and culmination. And culmination means obtained after a long period of time, after putting in that work, okay? 9s is a time to clear your mind and to clear your space, cleanse your space as well, okay? So if you look at the 9 of swords, you see this person that's so stressed and full of anxiety. Like, but this person is also surrounded by compassion and love, but they can't even see that because they're so blinded, which is why the person's eyes is covered up. They're so blinded by their own thoughts because remember what I told you, air signs are your thoughts. They're so blinded by this that they done created these thoughts in their head that they don't even know if it's reality or not. And so it's 9s. 9s are a time to clear your mind and your space. 9 symbolizes endings. All right. you know what you have to do to get there because it's so close. That's what nines represent. Like, you're almost there and you know what you got to do. Nines is nearing completion of some cycle, okay? It is almost over and you're about to embark on something new, all right? And nines also represent solitude. So again, if I look in this deck and I see that the Hermit card has a vibration of nine, then you're going to understand what I'm saying here and how this is going to make it easier for you to learn tarot if you know numerology, okay? So, matter of fact, let me look at that right now. Let's find the Hermit card. The Hermit card is all about solitude and, you know, not necessarily knowing the difference between being alone and being lonely is two different things. A hermit enjoys his solitude. It's his time of understanding. And the Hermit card. See that? The Hermit card has a vibration of number nine. You can see it. It's in Roman numerals up here. It's I and an X, and that represents nine. All right. And we're going to move to the tens. I'm not going to get into the court cards. I'm not going to get into that. I'm just not, you know. I'm not well versed on the court cards. I do know that pages are messengers. And knights are about that movement. But that's about as much as I know. When I learn more about it, I'll get into the court cards and the major arcana cards and maybe come back and touch on those at a later time. So tens are the completion of a cycle again, which is why the Wheel of Fortune is a 10. Okay, so tens is bringing projects to a completion. All right, that's why you see the 10 of cups is like fulfillment, like they've completed everything. They are enjoying life, family, okay? So tens are the finish line where lessons are learned for the people in the back. If you receive a 10 of wands, a 10 of cups. Now, some of the tens, like the 10 of wands, let me touch on the 10 of wands. 10 of wands, however, could also be, the consequences that you reaped. All right. It could be rewards or consequences. Okay. Again, that polarity. That law of polarity can be this or that, okay? So the 10 of wands is that card where you're overwhelmed, you're carrying too much, you're carrying the weight of the world. If you look at that card, you see a person struggling. They can't even see, they're not even looking up to where the direction that they're walking. They're trying to carry all of these ones all at once, and it's overwhelming to them, okay? But it also means that that overwhelming is coming to an end, okay? Because tens, you're done. Like, you need to learn how to say no. This is done. We're completed. And with endings, there are new beginnings, okay? So, these are just upright, all right? Reverse have a whole other meaning. That's why I said tarot. You know, it may take some time to learn, but I think by learning the numerology, you may get there in your learning process faster. So, tens is the end of one thing and the beginning of another. So, when you look at your tens, all right, think of a completion of a cycle. Think of the end of something, okay? If you look at the 10 of swords, you see a person with 10 swords in their body. All right. That is the end of that pain. Okay. The pain is on its way out and something new is coming in. Okay. But anyways, yeah. So I just ran through ones through 10, aces through tens, and numerology so that it can better understand your tarot deck. Okay. I want you to use your own intuition when you're tap into your own intuition when you're interpreting your spreads, okay? Pull a card or two every day, to learn them, okay? Or you can do like I did, because what I've discovered, okay, is if you lay out your cards from ace to 10, the cards themselves, from the beginning to the end, tells a story of each suit, okay? Try that as well. So, before I go, I want to say that I thank you for listening to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. I wrote something down and I'm trying to find it. But I want you to know that anyone can read, anyone, all right, can read and learn tarot cards without having any special abilities, all right? You don't have to be a clairvoyant. You don't have to be a clairaudient, okay? You don't know what those are. Go Google it, okay? But you don't need any special powers, okay, to read tarot. All you need to do is tap into your own intuition and give it to them the way you see it, all right? All right, your perspective of it. I would recommend referring to the best guides of learning tarot. Biddy Tarot Online is a good one. The book that I have is, let me grab that book. I think I just knocked a bunch of stuff over. But anyways, the book that I have is called A Beginner's Guide to Card Meaning Spreads and Intuitive Exercises, and is guided tarot for seamless reading. Okay, so for some odd reason, when I reached back to get my book and knocked everything over, my camera cut off. So what I was saying was, get you a guided book or something. You know, Biddy Tarot, like I just said, is some site that can teach you the meanings of the cards, and it's a really good site. The book that I have is A Beginner Guide to Card Meaning Spreads and Intuitive Exercises, is guided tarot for seamless readings by Stephanie Capone. If you're watching this video, I'm showing you the front of the book, okay? Go to the Guiding Light Guru on YouTube and watch this episode, all right? But yes, so use those guides and do what works best for you. This is what works for me. I need you to do what works best for you. So this is just my way of learning tarot. I typically line the cards up again from ace to 10 and see the suits. All right. So I'll put all the pentacles from ace to 10 and see what story those are telling me from the beginning to the end, you know, beginning to completion. All right. It makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you all. This is just my way of learning. And if I share it and it makes sense to someone else and it makes someone else's journey and learning easier, all right, then I've done my job, okay? I'm glad to oblige. But thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. I am Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. It's Friday. It's high day. And I want to raise your levels of consciousness, get you to know more about yourself and who you are as a person. And by doing that, this is one of the ways. This is one of the ways. So thank you again for being here. Share this podcast with a family or friend or someone who's interested in tarot. Okay. And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. When you find the time, please visit my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop, for all things spiritual. On my shop right now, I'm selling 30-day manifestation candles, okay? So you can get your manifestation on. And also, I'm selling my Oracle card deck, Unlock the Magic, to help guide you daily, guide your thoughts, guide the way you move, okay? And guide you to a place of
forward action, healing, and just realigning with who you truly are. As well as on my Etsy shop, you can find where I do tarot and oracle card readings, a single oracle card reading, on my Etsy shop. I've been doing that for a while now, and I just added that as an added, you know, element of myself. Please check that out, okay? It is www.etsy.com/unlockthemagicshop, and you can find the link in the description of this podcast episode. Thank you. All right, so again, about the giveaway. What you need to do to be entered in the giveaway. First step, follow me on Instagram at Magical Beans. That's B-E-A-N-Z, okay? And at The Guiding Light Guru. You must be following me on both pages. The next thing you need to do is leave a comment under the most recent podcast post. Most likely you'll find that at Magical Beans. Comment something you learned from me on this podcast. And the last thing you have to do is tag a friend in that post. And that's it. And you'll be entered into the drawing. It will be two people, all right? And these gifts are valued at $50. So, you know, get to following, people, okay? Rate this podcast, leave a review on whatever platform you are listening. That will greatly raise the ratings of this podcast, and I would appreciate that. But yeah, if you do not have Instagram and you have Facebook, follow the Guiding Light Guru page on Facebook. Comment something you learned from this podcast and tag a friend. Share this podcast with your family and friends, and thank you always for listening.